Friday. Rick, did this email says, did Sarah really just say she was desperate for $5? best show ever.
Oh.
Let's see. Reading these best show ever. Yeah, Britney's filed for divorce. Yes, yes, we know. What else do we have here? Okay. It's too soon, sir. In Paramount jokes, maybe the day after tomorrow.
I cannot find anything about it.
Well,
nowhere.
We were just talking to Tim about it. Speaking of which, let's go to Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
A well-dressed man plunges to his death from the penthouse of a swank downtown hotel. Happened around lunchtime, Paramount Hotel. Apparently, the poor victim smashed through the window with a chair that fell to the ground. He followed shortly after that, dead at the scene, plenty of eyewitnesses.
Now, see, we were just talking about how it is apparently the policy of reputable news organizations not to report suicides, which it seems like this would be a little different, though, because it seems more than likely that it's somebody from out of town.
Yes.
I mean, unless you, it doesn't seem.
A Portlander wouldn't spend a dream vacation in Portland.
That's what I'm saying, really. If it's like,
I mean, as much as we love our fair city.
If it's your last night on Earth, I mean,
there's plenty of places to visit on this Earth.
Okay, where would you. Everybody here, let's go around the room. If you're going to toss yourself off a building, where would you spend your last night? What city? Go, Sarah. And it's got to be a place you could get to, like reasonably.
Oh, probably New York.
I can see that. Okay, fair enough. Tim?
Roosevelt Hotel, Hollywood.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh.
Yeah, see, and I would say either New York or, as cliche as it sounds, maybe Vegas, just because it's sort of a sensory overload, you know, right before the big toss. So, all right. So, I guess the news typically doesn't report to. I'll be curious to see.
I just want to know who it is, because if someone is staying at the Paramount.
Suicide.
Really? Yeah, in the penthouse suite and throws himself off. I mean, that's somebody with a lot of money.
You won't know from the news. That's the thing. You won't know from the traditional news department, but...
I'm just saying, checking in and paying for that room.
That's what I'm saying.
Paying.
You know, you'll and here's the thing, is that you will not know from, like, the coins and KGWs of the world. As Tim is noting, they generally don't report suicides, which I didn't know. But Tim was saying that's the case. But here's the other thing, is... But just as we heard about this moments after it happened from LiveJournal, and then we had listeners calling, there will be somebody who, I mean, that will end up on that LiveJournal site. You just know that. I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm just saying that's the way that is. So that's the thing, is you will, that will end up on there. But it doesn't seem like that's not a thing you get on pocket change. That's a room that you got to have means to have a room like that. So, I mean, unless he just, like, ran up the stairs and rushed in, but that seems unlikely. Especially if he was, quote, well-dressed. So, it's weird, and we'll try to find out more about it. All right.
Another urban legend, I guess. Then a big truckload of grease overturns on North Columbia Boulevard, closing down the exits to that place, and no injuries. Columbia Boulevard is known for having junkyards and a big cookie bakery. But most Portlanders wouldn't go there anyway. and there's a big flood out there. It's flooding where it usually is, so people should be careful, but they won't, and they'll end up in trouble. And then there's voting going on, and there's nothing to talk about yet because the polls haven't closed, so we're not going to make any predictions, and you can watch television later and watch them screw up.
Best news ever.
I think that pretty much covers everything that's happening.
I
don't think I've left anything to the imagination, really.
And Brittany,
I haven't wasted anybody's time. Oh, and Brittany's getting a divorce.
Yeah. I mean, that's it. Are we all exhausted?
I am. I think I've said everything that needs to be said here.
There's just no... I mean, yeah, it would
now
be
leave
pointless
the rest of the day to you to explore. Oh, we're all going to the movies tonight, aren't we?
That is fantastic. Okay, so we're meeting Scott Daly there around 6:20. That's the word from him.
6:20.
Okay.
Around 6:20.
Is that the one that... It's out in the parking lot?
I believe... let me...
Well, we'll wait.
No, well, let me see if I
in
have
in real
it.
Time.
Well, you bastards, I'm trying to help. I'm trying to see what theater it's at.
So, Tim, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Yes, you jerks.
This is trash day, you know. I make sure you bring those barrels in before they get filled up, and they're heavy to push.
Okay, now look, I'm... Okay.
How's the recycling going?
No, it's fine, thank you.
I guess I've got the information now. I guess nobody wants to know.
I want to know.
Really?
Yes.
Sarah?
She's not paying attention.
I shouldn't have said that.
Smart.
It's too soon. I shouldn't have said that. Okay, but let's admire my razor sharp wit. The Fox Tower. That's downtown. Yeah, the Fox
Tower. Oh, the Fox Tower.
Such a bitch to park downtown.
Oh, but it's better for me. I get to ride the Max. And there's less chance of getting killed on the west side than on the east side.
Wait, we're going basically to the Paramount then.
The movie's at the Paramount?
No.
It's right next door to it.
I think those
there's a
balls.
Special screening in this area tonight.
No, I just poked myself in the eye.
Where are we going to the movies?
I don't know!
The movie is at 7 o'clock at the Fox Tower.
All right.
Well, we're going to the Fox Tower. A guy jumped from the Paramount. We're not going there. Britney Spears divorced. Scotty J, loved by no one. There you go. That's just to,
well,
just
that
to bring
it
up
a lot
to speed.
Easier for me, so I don't all have right. to be there till 6:20. Is that correct?
Yes. Okay. Well, yeah, I would say that. All right.
All right.
All right. Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen, greatest newsman ever.
Thank you. You're all on your own for the rest of the day.
See you tonight. Yep. There you go. Let's see. Janice. Hello, Janice.
Hi there.
Hi there. How are you? You have information about Joshua Jackson for Sarah Dillon.
Yeah, I just, in the November 6th issue of OK Weekly, in the couples news section, it says he's dating Diane Kruger, K-R-U-G-E-R.
Who is?
Oh, she's cute.
Who is that?
She was best known for her role as Helen opposite Brad Pitt in Troy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So. Interesting. Thank you, Janice. I appreciate you calling. Janice. You call us anytime.
Okay, thanks a lot, you guys.
There you go. Thank you. That was Janice, who did not initially want to go on the air. Scotty J converted her, Glengarry style. All right.
Oh,
good.
She's cute.
Is she? Well, of course she's cute. He's Joshua Jackson. All right.
Yeah, I can't compete. Now I'm significantly less nervous if he's sleeping with that girl.
We could, scar her. Anyway, I'm sorry. That
yeah, no, see, now I'm not fearful out. Because I don't have a chance.
That's like, never mind. That's like Laura used to have this really good lesbian friend. Like I was not nervous at all around her. Wife never going to score. Doesn't matter. That's, you know what it is? That's why I prefer the rub down from a man, the male, the masseur, as opposed to the masseuse. I think is that the way. That's, if I have to go and get a massage, like you go to the massage school or whatever, I always prefer a guy. Why? No, I'm not going to get nervous about it. I don't have to worry about it. Don't have to like suck in the gut. Doesn't matter. You know, I haven't bathed that day. Who cares? All right.
That was more than I even needed.
All right. So let's recap. Macy's evacuated today. Our phones went dead. A grease spill. Britney Spears is divorced. Guy throws himself off a hotel. Jim Roop's wife really angry at him. Schwarzenegger reelected.
Was he really?
Coming up tomorrow. Well, it's not official, but yeah. Coming up tomorrow, Aaron Geek in the City will be in that chair where Dennis Pitzenbarger is, revealing the most sordid of stories. The bachelor party story that was so bad and so vile, he could not repeat it on the air while his family was in town. He will be finally revealing that story tomorrow at 1 p.m. In the 2 p.m. hour, Joshua Jackson, you know him as Pacey from Dawson's Creek, will be here to talk about Bobby. So that is what is happening. All right, Dennis Pitzenbarger, how you doing, sir?
I am doing well. I think that there's a face-off in the future.
Yeah, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take Scotty. Let's now please.
Well, it's not really a face-off. It's more like just me getting a mental spanking.
Let's please now to be taking caller 5 and 6, Scotty, 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. We got fourth row tickets to Tim Conway, Harvey Korman. We'll do that after the break, though. So we'll take those calls during the break. We come back, we'll do it. As we go into the break here, don't be reading the answers ahead of time.
Oh, come on. I mean, I need I need some help here.
What's some help? Dennis asked for cliff notes, and by which he means answers. Don't be. What do you
I can pick any random one of these, and you know it. I mean, what are the. Oh, Jesus. What are the first names of the Van Halen brothers?
Alex and Anthony.
Yeah. No, Alex and Eddie.
Alex and Eddie. Anthony. Ooh, I'm thinking of Michael Anthony. All right. Well, we'll take caller 5 and 6. In the meantime, what you got? What's going on in your world and the show?
The show is on every Saturday. And, well, will we? That is news to come. Every Sunday at 12:30 on the Portland CW, the Fuel Show is running wild and amok. I mean, it's football and NASCAR, and, of course, PDX AutoClick is something that is a new project for me that I will be unveiling more and more in the weeks to come. And, of course, I will have big news next week, a week from today, when I revisit the wonderful Rick Emerson show On news of our newfound kinship.
With, so you will. So we can't. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. Maybe, what, next week? Next week
will be, because the week after, or that following Saturday, big news. Next, I can't really do
next
that.
Next week we have big news about you, though.
Absolutely.
Big news next week does not involve Brandy's uterus.
No. Actually, and I got a lot of calls from Sarah. You know, the funny
on
thing
on your wife's uterus.
Yeah, I got
what
some,
a fine uterus.
She has a fine uterus. The funny thing was, is we were at Brad's party, and I like many of the men that I love to see around couples that say they're never having children, is the way that Nate lit up like a Christmas tree around my young daughter. And
my friend sent me a picture of him playing with a child. Like
your boyfriend, Nate?
Yeah.
When was Nate in the same room as your child?
Brad's birthday party.
On Sunday.
Oh, I guess I wasn't invited.
Don't worry.
Like you would have gone.
I wouldn't have, but a brother likes to be invited to things.
Yeah, I haven't been
so
invited
say
to
no.
six different things that have to do with this show, but that's okay. Thanks
you know,
for...
It's slowly starting to creep me out because Lisa...
Your boyfriend Nate was playing with a child.
At this party, and then the night before, my friend Lisa had sent me a picture of Nate playing with another child saying somebody likes babies, and we have had the discussion.
Men need to sow their seeds, sir.
My wife's sister's boyfriend, same way. I'm never having kids. I'm never going to have kids ever.
She's showing me a picture right now of her boyfriend playing with a child.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's it. It's over.
It's just all a matter of
it's
time.
It's over. Over, Sarah.
Well, it's over one way or the other.
Yeah, I'm not birthing, so.
Tell him if he implanted into his, if he's willing to carry it
into
his
stomach.
Look, he's
even making a face.
He's making
He loves children.
The face he's making is the, that's the face. Oh, look at that's the face. Let's close your eyes right now. Picture Nate talking and baby talk.
No.
While wearing like his dead Kennedy shirt.
Don't worry, Sarah. I'll rub your swollen ankles. That would be from the pregnancy.
Why?
I don't know where I was going with that. I just remember.
Yeah, and when Dennis was leaving, I heard him say the last thing he said to Nate was like, "Oh, if you not grow up, hope for twins." And then he left. It was so gross.
Yeah, but the funny thing was, is what did Nate do? He gave me a high five.
Okay.
I think he was confused.
Oh, well.
I'm gonna get late tonight.
All right. Real quickly, Kristen. Hello, sister. How you doing?
Oh, good Lord! I sent you the invitation, so don't say you didn't get invited.
To what? To Brad's thing? I honestly don't remember getting it, but I'm willing to admit that maybe I just didn't see it.
It was a whole thing, but I.
All right. Okay.
Anyway, I was going to say, I was going to try and help the show out by, you know...
There's no helping in this show.
I'm trying to help.
Just put it down behind a barn.
I went down to our illustrious newsroom when you started talking about the jumper there.
Yeah.
To ask the question. And, you know, a bunch of hard-working folks down there, but it's election day and it's raining. So all I kind of got was, what do you want?
Yes, sir. Leave us alone.
Yeah. There were no help. But I was going to tell Sarah really quickly with the Joshua Jackson thing.
Uh-huh.
You might want to start with something, because everybody likes to talk about themselves. Don't ask him about Katie Holmes or Dawson's Creek. You might want to start with something like...
Should I start with something gushy? Like say something like about the movie, like how much we have enjoyed his character in the movie?
Yes, how much you've appreciated his work. You're a wonderful actor. You've been in these great projects. You know,
and they all love to gush about the new project, too.
Well, you weren't even born when Bobby Kennedy was around. What is your impression of how he had an effect on the American
life? Someone has spent
awesome.
Too much time on the set of AM Northwest. Okay, let's just call that. Somebody has spent too much time around smiley, big-toothed anchors.
Which came in handy yesterday when I was with Storm, because Storm was on AM Northwest yesterday.
That is
she
true.
Did a fine job.
All right.
So my help is appreciated somewhere.
And no, we absolutely
appreciate.
No, we you know we love you. So there you go. We thank you.
Yeah, whatever.
Much. There you go. And she's out. All right, there you go. Do we have to break?
Yes, right now.
God, she is right though. Break. I mean that is the perfect angle of attack.
All right, we're gonna come back. Dennis Pitzenbarger will lose at a game of trivia, enabling you to see Tim Conway and Harvey Korman. You stay there. Back after this. Don't go anywhere.
I want odds. I want odds.
Okay. Gentlemen, it's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. We now enter the saddest part of the thing. What do I normally say here?
Saddest part of the broadcasting day.
Look at you. Thank you.
You're
I don't even need to be here. Final segment of the Rooter. We're here with Dennis Pitzenbarger from PDXAutoClick.com. Are you ready to lose in fine style, sir?
I will do it like no others can.
All right, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Caller 5, is this Sid?
Yes.
Sid, how you doing, sir?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Here's the thing. Here is the thing, is that I am going to be playing against Dennis Pitzenbarger. I will be playing for you.
You're the
Dennis Pitzenbarger will be the devil's advocate here. He will be playing to defeat you. If Dennis Pitzenbarger is victorious, you will not win the tickets. If I am victorious, you will win the tickets. Let's all root against him, all right?
We will.
All right, here's the thing. Dennis, you will buzz in by saying your name. Sarah will give, how many questions are there? 5 or 6 on that card.
I picked the cards at random.
All right. Let's do an odd number of questions here.
Okay.
And let's see. If I am victorious, you will go see.
I'm trying to cheat.
And we're doing a 5-4-3-2-1, by the way, which means today they are fourth row tickets. Tomorrow, third row tickets. Ooh. On Friday, we're doing first row tickets, and you'll get backstage and meet and greet as well.
I would love to meet those guys.
That's very cool. Well, Tim and I, it's very cool. We get to be on stage to introduce them. It's pretty happening, actually. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Dennis, are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Sarah, administer the questions, please.
Okay. What was the first movie to be released with a PG-13 rating?
Red Dawn.
That's correct.
Bam! Oof. That's one in your face. Yeah.
Did you get 5 correct? Is that what you said?
I don't know. I just managed to keep, you know, I'll get them all correct. You just keep giving them as long as you want.
Here we go. eBay started out as a website.
Dennis Rick. Oh.
For what collectors, to trade what items?
Dolls. I know. It's Pez dispensers. Yeah, that's right, bitches. All right, it's 2 for me, Rick Emerson.
Wow.
Okay.
It's all bask in my glory. That's a great laugh you got there. All right.
What Mario Kart 64 character?
Dennis. Luigi.
No.
Mario.
No.
Oh.
The Big Ape.
You didn't even let me finish the question.
I'm just trying to cheat any way I can.
What Mario Kart 64 character exclaims, I'm a gonna win? Never mind, you guys both lost anyway.
I have nothing.
It's Wario.
Okay.
Let's see. What rapper was dropped as a spokesperson for Pepsi after a protest started
Rick
by News Ben?
Ludacris. Yeah, that's correct. Right. Me, Rick Emerson.
You're so
you know what the thing is? I don't need you
what
to look over
thing?
At me.
I'll give an easy one.
He looks over at me as I am better than you.
Yeah, that's here you go. What does Corey Hart wear at night?
Rick. Sunglasses. That's me, Rick Emerson.
What TV cook likes to pick it up a notch?
Rick. That'd be Emeril.
Emeril what?
Lagasse.
That's right.
Rick. That's me, Rick Emerson.
What famous band?
Dennis!
I can go all day, baby.
What famous film family is Nicolas Cage a member of?
Rick.
The
Coppolas. That's me, Rick Emerson.
I said Dennis.
You didn't.
Yes, I did.
You said that for another question like questions ago. It's a shutout, baby. It's six to zero. How long do you want to go?
What announcer said do you believe in miracles?
Dennis. Oh, Howard Cosell.
No.
No, oh, whatever.
That's from the... is that the Miracle on Ice?
Yes.
I don't know.
Who's that next to Elton John?
No, but who was that?
Oh, Dennis.
No, you did. No. We're still back in the old
Eminem.
Questions.
Eminem.
What?
What question are you even answering?
Oh, they did a duet.
Who said the Miracle on Ice?
Eminem. I said Eminem.
No. Stop. You've got to stop talking about
what are you talking about? Who said the Miracle on Ice?
Spaghetti.
Al Michaels. Okay. I'm going to have to turn his microphone
what
off.
What was the Elton John question?
I don't remember.
The love is going to haunt me.
You can get this, Dennis. Who sat next to Elton John and comforted him at Gianni Versace's
Rick,
funeral?
Rick, Princess Di. That'd be me, Rick Emerson. All right, there you go. We'll call it good. Sid, you're going to see Tim Conway and Harvey Korman.
Oh, you're the best.
It really is true. It's true in all
I
senses.
Will defeat you next time, Rick Emerson.
You're Professor Quizmo.
All right, that's Professor Quizmo. Fantastic. Thank you, Sid. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Scotty will get your information. You're in the fourth row at the farewell performance of Tim Conway and Harvey Korman, sir.
Thank you, Rick.
Yes.
I will defeat you one day, Rick Emerson. I will defeat you well.
Okay, whatever you say, friend.
Postman is the person. In your neighborhood.
Oh my God! What a day! It seems like we just stepped in here and the phones weren't working. Chris, what's up, brother?
Well, you know, you only picked 3 things today, and that was election, the creepiest song ever, and Josh Jackson.
I think I should be now, Sarah. I think I should be exempted. Okay, especially from that creepiest song ever, which I did not play because of the unpleasantness downtown today.
Right. You know, you had the opportunity to play it, you couldn't because of the. stuff going on.
And I actually chose to play a different My Chemical Romance song today, because the one I was going to play is a little, it's all death and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Probably a bad idea.
Still didn't play
We can call it a wash today if you want to. We can just call it a push.
Call it a push.
All right. Excellent.
So that'll leave you at 43.
All right. Are you excited and nervous for Sarah to interview Joshua Jackson tomorrow?
I am. You know, and I think that your concern about our child, that's just karma for you making fun of Sarah.
Oh, it's true.
When he gets there, you're going to be like Chris Farley. Remember when you were in...
Yeah, it's true. I'm going to choke. I will probably choke spectacularly if I get the chance to interview Paul Stanley. Yeah, I will. I don't even know, because the first time, because here's the great thing about Paul Stanley, and I won't talk about it a lot today, but it, you know, as I've said, he's like Bon Jovi. He doesn't speak English. He just sort of speaks rock and roll. And it's like the first time he says something like, you know, rock and roll is the international language that binds us all together. I'm just going to be like, you're so cool! You know, and then I'm just going to cry, and then I'll wet myself, and then I'll pass out. And that'll be the end of the show for that thing.
I'd help you, but you're too busy spanking me around on Trivial Pursuit.
Good luck tomorrow, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
You know, ask him. Make sure you ask him a couple questions about being the gay guy on Cruel Intentions.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, the blonde hair just didn't do him very well.
All right. Thank you, mailman Chris.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Del Paxton. Let's see, Dennis Pitzenberger. Plug away, my friend. You got a bunch of stuff talking about.
You know, watch the TV show. It's on Sundays at 12:30 on Portland CW. That's Channel 3, and there's a whole bunch of other channels, but I've given up trying to give them out. And
can't ever get it right.
And if you'd like to, you can now, but we will be pimping heavily as the things go on. Big news 1 week from today on this show right here.
Big announcement next Tuesday.
Rick Emerson show.
Yeah, it is true. And tomorrow, I note to myself, let's see. And Nate with the baby. Nate and the baby in the silver spoon. Nate and the baby.
Like, I didn't think guys had biological
thoughts. I'm sorry, but you could just see the sparkle in his eye when he was talking.
Well, I think he
has
likes,
a glow.
No, he likes kids. He just doesn't want to have them.
He has a glow holding that baby, Sarah. It is true. See, whereas me, like, the people bring children to me and I just feel sick.
I think babies are cute, but I don't want one.
See, and I don't, actually. I know it makes me a bad person. I'm not trying to be...
Some of them are really ugly.
It doesn't make you a bad person for not wanting
And I'm not
kids.
Trying to be all, like, contrary, like, edgy, oh, he's so angry, he won't grow up. I'm just... It's that the children make me feel weird. They just make me feel strange. They do. It's like, look, you know, because I'll get that. Like, have you ever had this people, and we're late in the show to talk, but people will actually hand you the baby to hold?
I did that too.
Nobody's ever given me
my
baby.
Sister did that when she had her kid. She's like, hey, do you want to hold him? And she's like, handed me. I'm like, oh, God. And it's like, the whole thing just freaks me out, man.
Well, you missed that at the poker game when Dayton was about 6 months old. You came over, and I kept trying to hand her to you, and it was like putting kryptonite in Superman's underpants.
Then on that note, we're out. Rick Emerson show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 70 Solid State Radio. News director Tim Riley. Our PA is Scotty J. Manager of the Rick Emerson Office East, Dave Zinn. We want to thank Dennis Pitzenbarger from PDXAutoClick.com. We want to thank Dick Uliano, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Roop and Ed McCarthy. Tomorrow, lots more election recapping and stuff, et cetera, et cetera. Like us next. Don and Mike at 7. As always, don't let the bastards grind it out and be listening tomorrow. Aaron Geek in the City reveals the worst story ever, and Joshua Jackson stares relentlessly at Sarah Dillon until she sweats. Thank you for listening. Be safe. See y'all tomorrow, kids. Bye.
I want to get laid tonight. I'd rather be a whore than a patty cake.